we have to put our differences aside and find our common ground and work together. So it's good that we're standing together.
Rodriguez was seen standing to the left of Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz as they faced out of Niagara Square. To Poloncarz' right was Mayor Brown.
It is kind of odd to see you standing up there next to the mayor and next to the county executive.
Well, I think the leadership standing here in support of such a great cause, which is to prevent child abuse and neglect, I think we all can come together and put the politics aside.
Rodriguez says his campaign was made aware of Monday's event, so he joined in.
So we decided to participate and march alongside with them and support this cause, you know, especially minority communities. This is a big, big problem, child abuse. So I hope that by marching together, we can raise awareness about this.
Mayor Brown wasn't concerned at all. In fact, he played down his opponent's appearance.
Is it awkward, or do you just consider it? You're out here for a good cause, obviously, and he took part of it.
You know, it's never awkward. I attend dozens of events every week. So many of them good causes. To any citizen that is out and standing for a good cause, I'm always pleased to stand with them. This cause to prevent child abuse, you know, so many people from across Buffalo and Western New York out here to send a strong message and to work together to prevent child abuse. This was a powerful rally.
Now, neither candidate really had any type of crowd advantage. Both had the opportunity to greet citizens. But midway through the rally, the mayor stepped over to a young boy who was abused by his own father to speak with his family. Immediately, a Buffalo News and City Hall photographer quickly snapped photos. Rodriguez stayed in his position listening to rally speakers. Rodriguez says it's not the first time since announcing a run for mayor that he's appeared at an event with Brown. Rodriguez says both attended the opening of the West Side Bazaar and exchanged pleasantries. The mayor indicated that they've remained cordial. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.